Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to Pennywise, a Lee Enterprises podcast. I'm your host, Nat Cardona. Millennials are the punchline to a lot of social jokes. They just do things their way, even when it comes to starting a family. NerdWallet personal finance writer Kim Palmer is here with more on why some people are deciding not to have kids. Talking about why some millennials are choosing to go away from tradition in the United States and opting out of having kids. Really, the reason that the NerdWallet survey came up with was people are saying, hey, it's just way too darn expensive.
That's exactly right. It is so expensive now to have children, to pay for their childcare, to pay for all of their other costs, that people are actually deciding not to have kids, to have fewer kids, and also to delay having them.
Yeah, let's break down some of those numbers from the survey.
Yeah. I think one number that really jumps out is that just a quarter of parents of minor children say they plan to have more children. So that just shows how many people are opting to have just one child. And then when we ask people, what are their reasons for not having more kids? They are citing the cost. So the cost of kids is just very much on their minds as a reason to not have kids or to have fewer kids. 30% of millennial parents who don't plan to have more children say that cost is a factor.
Yeah, and I could totally see that. My family, I can say, we have the shared opinion. Well, if you already have two, like what's the real difference to have another one? That's the boat that we're in. But when we first had our daughter, the biggest cost that stuck out to us was that childcare cost. And that seems to be scaring a lot of millennial parents away. Let's break down some of those exorbitant numbers that come across millennials bills.
For sure. I mean, childcare is just so daunting. And if you live in an urban area, especially, you could easily pay $2,000 or more for infant care at a daycare. And in other parts of the country, if you're not in an urban area, it could still be $1,000 a month per child. I mean, it's very expensive. And then if you have more than one child, sometimes you get lucky, you get a small sibling discount, but often you're just paying even more. And so that can feel almost impossible to a lot of parents. And that just shows why people are opting out.
Yeah. And would you mind sharing the median U.S. household income right now? Because it really shows how sometimes that cost is hard to offset with what you make in a year.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Absolutely. So the national median household income is $74,000 approximately. And so, I mean, that just speaks to how it can be really hard once you consider not just the childcare costs, but then also your housing costs, which of course have put such a big strain on people. Often you're still paying off student loans. Other costs have gone up as well because of inflation. So it just all adds up.
Definitely. And one of the things, going back to this childcare, since the same here, it's hard to avoid childcare, especially when you have two working parents or you're a single parent. It's just your hands are tied usually. Are there some options for cutting those costs different, aside from that sibling discount? Let's just say you have just the one.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some options and people actually get pretty creative. So one thing that some parents do, if you're able to, is to shift your work schedule So if you have a partner, the partner's working certain hours, you work a staggered shift. And so you can each kind of trade on and off. Other people, if they are working from home, they have the flexibility to do that even more. And then also some workplaces offer flex spending plans. So you can actually pay with pre-tax dollars. That helps cut down on costs. And then my favorite option, which is what I did myself, is to move close to your own parents so they can help you a lot, because grandparents can provide a lot of care if you're lucky enough to have that choice.
Yes, it's almost like you need to make that choice. The same thing here. I mean, we're in close proximity to both, you know, my husband's family and my family. We don't depend on them for regular childcare because thankfully my husband works remote and I am remote. So we're able to do what you just mentioned, the kind of moving routines and schedules and juggling and this and that. But yeah, I have no idea how people can leave their home state, move five states away and just figure it out with childcare. It's insane. It can really be insane.
Yes, it really can. And that's why I think we're seeing people's behavior change as a result and just say, hey, this is too hard. I'm going to wait or I'm going to opt out altogether.
Right. That was the last thing I wanted to touch on, is that wait it out. It might be hard for some people when there's a lot of stuff involved with this childcare and having kids and all of that. But sometimes, yeah, I guess maybe waiting is the best option.
Yeah, of course it's hard. And I know a lot of people say, and I think this is so true, it never feels like the right time. I mean, you never think, oh, yes, I can definitely afford it now. Sometimes you just have to go for it. But, you know, it is a choice people are making to wait till they have a little bit more income.
Yeah, definitely a lot of those cliches come to mind. You're never ready until it happens. You'll never be able to afford it, so who cares? Worry about it later. These are all the things that come to my mind that people have told me. So what can you do?
I always go through.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.